Welcome to Harrogate Family Law Show on Stray FM. I'm James Stanley. I'm joined in the studio by Carol. Hi, Carol. How are you?
Hello, James. I'm absolutely fine, thank you.
Good. It's really nice to have you here again for the October edition of the Harrogate Family Law Show. We're going to be looking at the bank of mum and dad. So one of the areas when you get couples separating financial agreements, financial help is a big thing, isn't it, when you're thinking about divorce. And we're looking at the bank of mum and dad today. What's often the help that they can give?
Well, we find a lot when couples are separating that they've actually had help during the relationship from parents, from the bank of mum and dad. Mm. And it's one of the issues that we have to resolve when we are looking at how they can sort out their arrangements, because often there's been no thought as to how that money might be viewed if the relationship breaks down. So I'm going to outline various examples of how investment from a relative can come about, and explain how it can go wrong, and then look at how we can, what things people can do to protect the family money, to try and prevent it from being divided between a couple in a way that wasn't anticipated when the money was received.
So what circumstances do you find that parents are trying to help the most in this situation?
Well, various ways. Parents often undertake inheritance planning to try and minimise the amount of inheritance tax that they would pay when they die, because gifts to their sons or daughters at least 7 years in advance of death do not attract inheritance tax. So they may want to transfer assets or property to their adult children in their retirement rather than keeping them to form part of their estate on death. So there may be a significant gift given to their offspring, which is intended to provide for their son or daughter's long-term future. Another thing that we come across is that family businesses are often subject to succession planning. So shareholdings and property in family companies may be transferred, or in farming families, land and buildings might be passed on. Occasionally, there may be land large enough to provide a building plot, and so it can give rise to building a home in the garden or on farmland for a son or daughter, or paying to build an annex or property on the son or daughter's land for the parents' occupation.
What about interest rates? How has that affected things as well?
Well, they've been so low that some parents have invested in property with their son or daughter in the expectation that the value of the property will increase and provide a better yield than holding the money in the bank, which is, in many cases, has worked. But then we have to look at how the money in the property is protected.
Of course, and parents want to help children out as well. Like maybe deposits as well, would that be a problem?
Yes,
as well?
They often help by either lending or gifting the money for a home deposit. Sometimes it's a wedding present, sometimes it's an advance on the inheritance, as I referred to before, yeah. And sometimes they just want to help.
And as we say, what are the other areas as well, sorry?
Well, they can, it doesn't have to be for property. They yeah. can lend money, or they can give money to buy a car or pay yeah. for home improvements or some other major expense. So the bank of mum and dad comes into play in many different circumstances. And so I'm going to look in the next section at how we've seen things that haven't worked out quite as expected and the pitfalls that there might be.
Brilliant. We'll do that next on the Harrogate Family Law Show on Stray FM.